Hey sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius Sun, Scorpio Moon, Taurus Rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag Sun, Leo Moon, Libra Rising.
And we're your Astro Sluts.
In perfectly matching outfits.
On accident.
On accident. To kick off season 6, we said wear a green unitard with a black layer over it and your favorite homemade necklace.
So we are sunk up and ready for a slut hot summer.
Slut hot summer is finally here. It is officially begun.
Finally.
It's
finally here. We've been waiting for this moment for so long. We are back. If you're joining our video podcast on Spotify, we are back on the rooftop.
We are back outside.
Doesn't
in
it?
More ways than one. Yeah.
In more ways than one. Doesn't it just kind of feel like it was just 2 minutes ago when we were recording
when we were on doing
here.
This. Yes, it really does.
But we've been through so much.
We've been through so much since then. We're really new people.
We kind of are. Is there a bug on my sunglasses?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Me, okay. No. I can't see a thing. I got sunscreen in my eyes, so my eyes are watering profusely.
Immediately, no.
No.
Astro Sluts, leave your birth time.
If you want to know how to get that guy, text their mom. We're going to need that time. We'll be your latest crush. Call us Astro Sluts.
Should we just start with some life updates?
I think so.
I think we have to.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. So I feel like I'm kind of in a new era.
Great. Say more.
I have a new job. So that's cool. I'm in more of like a freelance era, still doing the same thing, but I have a new place of work, which is fun. I'm also working 3 days a week right now for someone, which is just like my dream. I also would like to bring up that I feel like I mentioned whenever, I guess like last season, whenever Saturn moved into Pisces, I was like, I'm going to be in a Pilates girl era.
Yes, you did say that.
And now I'm teaching Pilates, so that's also something that I've started, new era. And yeah, I feel like I've just been doing a lot of like fun IRL, like crafty things. If anyone is a listener in Chicago, you should come make a craft. And I'm super excited for July because the Barbie movie comes out and Beyonce is in Chicago. So I'm just have a lot to look forward to.
It's a crazy month.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing month.
Boyf update.
Boyf update. He is still boyfing. yeah, we're still happy and living life and things are good with us.
Good.
Yeah. I like can't believe I've been in a relationship for a year.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so interesting. I feel like I'm learning a lot about it. And I feel like I'm just like have like an interesting perspective on other people's relationships now that I just didn't have before.
Totally.
Like I just like hadn't been in a relationship like literally just for that long. So now I'm like, okay, like I'm getting a little more of other people's things. I feel like it's good information gathering,
yes.
You know? But yeah, I'm into it. I'm really interested now more in like long-term relationships.
Okay.
Like I would like to know more of other people's things.
Great.
About it. But yeah, I think it's so interesting. I think it's like, obviously I'm lucky it's been like a very healthy, like we obviously have shit to deal with, but it's not like anything crazy, but yeah. I'm still so interested in like being in a relationship for a long time and like what that's like and what that means.
Yeah. What is mm-hmm. just what's allowed? Like where are the lines?
Yeah. It's just like a weird
what's
thing.
What's normal? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so that's my vibe.
Lots to explore.
Let's go.
Less my vibe. Okay, we're onto me. Just a fully single squirrel
mm-hmm.
these days. I have a new apartment to myself.
Yes.
So that's amazing.
That is so exciting.
Life changing. But yeah, I'm like seeing my friends so much,
mm-hmm.
which is just crazy that I wasn't doing that for so long.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy that I can see a different person every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so nice, except I am doing it like too much. Like, I
yeah.
keep burning myself
totally.
Out because I don't know. I literally am like, I haven't, I've, I love the people that are like, I'm trying to put myself out there and meet new people. I'm like, I know too many people already.
I know. I agree. I get the same way. Like, I just, yeah, like, I just make too many plans.
Yeah, I already, like, don't feel like I can fulfill all the people that I'm trying to see and maintain friendships with.
Yeah.
It's so much. But, yeah, I keep, like, filling my social calendar and then burning myself out. So, yeah. Working through that. What else? Oh, but yeah, I really just like can't talk about my breakup unless it's on Call Her Daddy or Oprah.
Literally.
So
I hope it's Oprah.
I hope it's Oprah too. Like, definitely wanna put the preference on Oprah.
But Call Her Daddy will do.
But Call Her Daddy would do as well. So, yeah. No one ask me anything because I just can't be doing that.
Yeah. Drama.
Lots of drama. But, you know, we've learned so much. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling very secure about my breakup.
Like, yeah, good.
I'm, like, not really sad about it and not even in, like, an avoidant way. I'm just like, oh, okay,
yeah,
no,
that was not, this is now.
Yeah, so that's nice. I feel like otherwise I of course, you guys know me, I have a new crush every week.
Yeah,
I think I need to coin some sort of term that's a crush of the week.
Okay, yeah, cute.
And then, like, every week I can come on here and tell you guys about, like, the crush person of the week that I'm obsessed with.
I love that.
Because it really is just, like, a new person every week. But I'm feeling very, like, free in my allowance of that. I just, like, love to, like, love people.
Why not?
And I'm feeling very secure in, like, it's just, like, securely attached to my crushes. Like, I'm not in, like,
totally,
a spiral, does this person like me back? I'm just, like, crushing to crush.
Yeah.
And
I think that's wonderful.
What comes of it will come, or nothing. And it doesn't, like, nothing needs to come of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, all amazing stuff.
All amazing stuff. Worst living. Next up, we're going to talk about the current sky, what's happening, what's going on with the planets, the stars, and we're calling it this season
the roster.
Just as you might have a new crush of the week, a new boyf, a new person on your lineup every week. Some people are bench sometimes. Some people are on the court starting line. We've got the roster of our planets.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
You whipped out the sports references.
I couldn't believe I came up with more than one.
That was very impressive.
I think everyone's
at the edge of their seat. So I'm going to continue while we're on this momentum. Up first this week, July 10th, we have Mars entering Virgo. Mars is our fiery planet of action. It likes to do things. It's hot and heated. And Virgo is our very hardworking sign. It's detail oriented, you know, a bit perfectionistic. What mm-hmm. can we say? So we have huge girl boss energy coming up for the next. This is until August 27th, which is just after Virgo season starts. So we have quite the motivation. If mm-hmm. you've been putting stuff off, now is the time to get it done, to get it organized, and it's going to carry us right into Virgo season where we can continue.
Yeah, love it.
It's time to do the work, people. But yeah, it's time for a slut hot, productive summer.
Amazing. What's sluttier?
Exactly.
And the following day, on July 11th, Mercury enters Leo, which similar vibes, but different, like good for big ideas. So mm-hmm. kind of like with you getting the work done, if you have had something on your mind, like now is the time to jump on it and take advantage of that fiery energy with Mercury. Definitely going to be more focused on big picture than like the details. So maybe the Virgo season coming up is like where you can start to sort through things. But I feel like that's that's like any Mercury fire sign. It's just going to be more interested in like the concept than like how we're going to get there. Might feel like a lot of talking over listening. So I feel like if you're feeling that maybe like in relationships or friendships, you can like know that like everyone just has stuff to say right now. You've got stuff you want to share. People also have stuff they want to share. So maybe take it lightly or recognize in yourself that you're not listening. Maybe that you're just jumping in. You're just excited. Fire and Mercury oftentimes just have stuff to say or get excited about conversations. Also a good time, like very much in our summer era, to just give yourself some extra like playtime, extra leisure time. Maybe give yourself some time on like your hobbies or whatever you're working on. Virgo loves to play, to lay, to lounge. But yeah, move with some extra confidence. If you've got something to say, say it. And swoop in and take the lead where you need to take the lead.
I love it. Great energy.
Great energy. Week. Yeah. Some beautiful stuff coming up.
Up next, we have our sex ed segment because this is a slut hot summer. This is something to look forward to. We did an episode with our favorite astrologer, mm-hmm. Alice Bell. So that's coming out in the next couple weeks. But I was telling my mom that we like had her on the podcast and was just saying like, trust your timing and how like maybe, because my mom last night was like, so are you dating anyone? And so I told her, I was like, well, Alice said the fall is more of like the time
energy.
And my mom was like, oh, perfect. So then you can have like your slutty summer and then fall and then fall and fall.
That is so true.
I know.
Beautiful. That's hilarious.
But so, you know, our sex education segment. Today we're talking about the fifth house and the eighth house, two of our sexy, slutty houses of the birth chart. So pull up your birth chart and we're going to be talking about the planets through these houses, mm-hmm. a little bit on transits, but focusing on each of these natal placements. So go look up where your planets are. And if you don't have any planets in those houses, do not fret.
Yeah.
If you are an advanced student of ours, a little extra credit would be you could look to the house ruler of these houses. So let's say you have Taurus in your fifth house, but there's no planets in there. You could go to Taurus and Venus rules Taurus. So then you could go see where Venus is in your chart for some more info. But if not, if these houses are empty for you, you might just find there's like less of an emphasis on these themes in your life, which is like obviously fine. Like you just might not find like that sex is like really that important to you.
Mm-hmm.
But of course you have transits moving through these houses. So there will be like little eras
where
of time.
Like light up a little more.
Mm-hmm. And if you want more insight, look up your crush's chart. Look up your friend's mm-hmm. chart. If you just want some planets to have a stakehold in. Yeah.
People to attach characteristics.
Exactly.
Personalities to. Yeah. Amazing. I'll kick us off with the fifth house. So the fifth house is ruled by Leo. So you can think of that Leo energy a lot as we go through this. It'll come up pretty often. But the fifth house essentially rules creation, pleasure, play, the things that make life fun. Casual sex is in there. Anything that like makes you feel good. Attention, whatever that is for you. The fifth house can also rule the first child. So if you're someone that's into like children as something you want in life or like are around kids a lot, I think this is an interesting energy to pay attention to. I have a fifth house stellium and I was just laughing about this morning. Like this energy is very much like when his dad asked us the meaning of life. Yes. And I said to have fun with like full confidence because that's what I believe. But like that is just truly fifth house energy. Like it's light, it's airy, it's bubbly, it's flirty. It is not that deep and dark and serious. And recreational sex, I saw that in an article. I like calling it recreational sex for the fifth house. I think that's perfect. Where like you'll get into eighth house sex later. Fifth house sex is more like a hobby. It's like an activity. And then also like the flirting that goes along with it, the casual dating. I feel like dating app, like swiping vibes here, quick chit chat energy, all very fifth house. And then also obsessions and fixations fall here.
Interesting.
Which I think is interesting because I have a very obsessive personality, what? I would say. And that makes a lot of sense for me. So I will get into our planet lineup. So first we have the sun. The sun is not a planet, but you know what I mean. It's a luminary. So if you're someone with the sun in your fifth house, you are going to be likely just like motivated by fun. Like at your core, who you are, fun, creation, and play is going to be like a big part of your life. You probably have a very childlike energy and vibe to you. If you are in a creative like industry, you might really want to like pursue creativity as a career. If that's something you're not doing, maybe it's something to look into or lean into a little bit harder. But when it comes to love, you're definitely going to thrive being in love. Like being in the romantic chase, the pursuing, the flirting is going to be like a huge part of your life. Probably more than like honestly the relationship. Like the catch and the chase is going to be like a little more interesting to you. You're going to need a lot of romance, a lot of attention, a lot of like wooing to stay interested and engaged. And you are likely to fall in love many times. And this is going to feel like very Leo sun energy. So if you have any like Leo suns in your life, you can kind of look to that energy to like see how it might affect you there too. The moon. So the moon in the fifth house is going to be like a very romantic personality, big on like romance and not even always in like love, like very romanticizing your life kind of energy, like big on creating. You're going to be very giving. You're going to want to have the most like beautiful experiences, whether that's like dating, sex, life in general. You're definitely like a follow your heart person. We're not really like thinking logistically here, especially with that moon energy. You're going to lean probably a little dramatic. You're going to be very comfortable in the spotlight, love the attention. And you might feel like very connected to children, like within your work or just even like intuitively. Like I feel like there's just people that like get kids and kids are like drawn towards that like moon energy here might be, you might feel a lot of that. So that may be something you would do with your work or just like you might babysit as a kid or something. Mercury in the fifth house, very creative, playful mind. You'd probably be a good like storyteller, speaker, podcaster. You definitely always have a roster. This is like someone who can keep up with like all the dating apps, always texting multiple people multiple times a week. I would say this one could like, I don't want to say like manipulative has such a negative connotation, but like, you know what to say, whether that's like in a malicious way or in a like flirty way. I feel like you know how to get people to feel exactly like how you want them to feel and like the way to say things correctly. But you might also just, you know, those can also be the people that they just say shit and you know to take it lightly. You're like, okay, whatever you say. Venus in the fifth house, also big entertainer energy. You are really going to value like fun and play and joy. So that's something that's probably going to show up in your life a lot. Or if it doesn't, you might want to like try to bring some more of that like leisure energy in. You're probably going to be like a very attractive person to people. I feel like people find fun people quite attractive. That's just like people want to be around the fun girl, you know? And you're probably very tapped into your inner child, especially if you're someone who is like an artist or creative already, but definitely it has a lot of value. If you are not feeling super attached to your inner child right now, that would be like a very good placement to really like tap into some childhood hobbies. What did you like to do when you were in seventh grade? And like, how can you bring that into your life now? I feel like this could be like very situationship-y too. Like, I kind of said this earlier, but I feel like when I was dating around, I was never, like, I don't think I was someone that people thought they were going to be in a relationship with. Like, it is that kind of like, oh, that's like Danny. She's like a fun girl, you know? And that's like, that's whatever. That could be a lot of things. But I feel like you might tend to like pull more of a casual audience per se than
a
like
casual listener.
Right. You've got more of a casual listener than someone like, people may not just take you that seriously in relationships. And I think that's not cool. But I think that's maybe if that's happening to you, maybe that's why. Mars in the fifth house. I'm going to send Mars in Venus. This is going to have a lot. Mars in Venus. This is going to have a lot of energy. Probably have like a high sex drive. Lots of creative ideas. Like I feel like you just have like a lot of push to like put stuff into the world. You're probably going to feel best when you're like active and on the go and doing things and your schedule's busy. I also didn't know that the fifth house ruled sports.
But it makes sense.
Like I just don't think about sports.
Right.
But like hobby and play, like sports. So if you need to get some of your energy out there, maybe try to find like a rec volleyball league or something. But sex is definitely going to be central to your relationships. Often could be like the center of certain relationships. Like that might just be the person you have sex with. And like, that's obviously fine. And here with like just life vibes, you might have a tendency to push your luck. Like fifth house can be associated with gambling issues. So that kind of energy with like, it doesn't need to be like gambling specifically, but like, you know, you might kind of like push things till the edge and like see how far you can go. So just something to be aware of. Jupiter in the fifth house is very live, laugh, love. This is the lover of life. This is like lucky girl syndrome. Romance and fun are just going to come to you. You definitely want to give to others too. This is like, you're going to want to like spread your abundance, especially with those you feel really connected to. Creativity is probably going to be like a really big source of purpose and connection for you. Could also again show up with like that children energy, whether it's like your want to be a parent someday to kind of pass that on to someone, or you want to be like a mentor or a teacher and like help people find that like love and excitement for life. You're going to be very optimistic and self-confident. You probably have a lot of hobbies, a lot of people around you, whether that's like flirting, dating, friends. People are going to just be like interested in your energy, always busy with projects and new activities. And you'll probably have a lot of relationships before like the thought of like settling down or finding like a long partnership seems like appealing to you. Like you're probably going to be more interested in like how much excitement can you just pull from the world and other people. Saturn in the fifth house. This one is going to be like a little different than the rest. You might feel like more of a late bloomer when it comes to like love, sex, creativity. Like casual hookups might not sound appealing to you at all. Like if all your friends went through like a huge hookup phase, that might have just never been like why would I do that kind of vibe. So it might just be something that's never like flowed to you as much as like that Jupiter energy. So that energy might have just not felt like it like flowed to you, even though you might be interested in it. Like you might have been like, oh, I want to be the person that like has a little fling or has a crush. It just might not feel like it's like always at your fingertips. And that could be for a million reasons. It also could be just like maybe you're feeling like a little insecure. You don't feel like you would be like attractive enough to put yourself there or feel super confident in yourself. So those are maybe some things to like work through if that's something you want to pursue, if you want to be like a little more playful in dating. But it also just might be you might be like more in your 30s is where you have like fun romantic energy. So I'm watching and just like that right now, it feels like Miranda's journey, like her like post-divorce kind of journey right now with Che. But you also might just be attracted to people that are older. And so yeah, I think give yourself, trust your timing, give yourself the time to just do what you're comfortable with in the moment. Don't try to push things or like push casual sex if that doesn't feel good to you. But maybe it's something you can try out later. Uranus in the fifth house. This is very like future oriented, innovative, creative problem solver vibe. You're most likely like not going to follow a set path. You're probably just going to want to like discover and play along the way to like whether it's like in your relationships, in your love life, or like your creative pursuits, you're probably not going to like go the normal route. You could have unusual love affairs, whether that's like your relationship itself or just like the person you're attracted to or people you're attracted to. And you're definitely going to need to be like excited and interested and need a lot of independence from your partner as well. This also could give unplanned pregnancy energy. So maybe just watch your birth control.
Stay protected.
Neptune in the fifth house. This is very like rom-com energy when it comes to love. Like big daydreamer about your wedding on the first date. You're probably also like really charming too. So I feel like people would just like, you're going to fall in love with people, but people will probably also very much fall in love with you. Probably quite captivating. You might put off a little like manic pixie dream girl energy in there. Also probably similar vibes going to have like a lot of flings. But that doesn't mean they're not like deep or spiritual or you're not like very much in love. It just might be like shorter lived little flings here and there. You'll probably find love to be like very spiritual and inspiring. If you're an artist or creative, it might inspire a lot of your work that you do. And something to be aware of here is like you just might idealize your partner like far beyond what they deserve. Obviously, we love to love our partners, but maybe we need to check in and make sure that we're not being completely out of line. You could also be just like attracted to like more like secretive love affairs or relationships, whether that's like doesn't always mean like hiding from something. It might just be like a more low-key kind of scenario. But definitely a dramatic here, an actor, whether you're an actor in a performance or just in life. And lastly, we have Pluto in the fifth house. You're going to have a very strong personality. You're going to really always want to be perceived and admired. You're going to want to be the center of attention, and not like in a you want to be in a you need to be way. You might also become very easily like emotionally overwhelmed. But definitely there's an intensity to your like pursuits, whether it's like the art you create or like the way that you like have to go after the things you want. It's going to be quite intense how you kind of like throw yourself into things. Passionate, like sex life is going to be a must in a relationship. Also can be like this placement can be associated with like a kinky kind of energy. So I feel like you just like need that like deep bonding, that like very vulnerable place like within a partnership. This can also like lean a little jealous or obsessive or like possessive in a relationship. So just something to be aware of there. And those are the planets. As Aubrey said at the beginning, if you don't have those, like any planets in your fifth house, they still might be like a little lit up at times through transits when the different planets like move towards your birth chart. So that might show up as like you're, you know, all of a sudden like really called to a creative like idea that you've always had on your mind. Or like maybe all of a sudden like 9 million people have texted you asking you to hang out or go on a date. And it also could show up as like needing to make a change, just like that kind of fifth house creative energy. You might just be like, I have to redo my life. Like that could also come through like a kind of like transit. Like some things to look out for, like Jupiter is going to be a fun one. I feel like Jupiter in your fifth house is very much like you're getting texts to go out. You're getting invites places. People want to be around you. You've got like everyone in your DMs. And Saturn in your fifth house could be like a push to like take your little fling or like your creative like hobby into something more serious. So it might push you into like a deeper relationship with someone or like push you into like your passion project. So you can kind of take the energy of all the planets from like how we talked about them like in your natal chart and just translate to them to how those fifth house eras might show up in your life.
Amazing.
Thank you.
On to the eighth house.
Yay.
So the eighth house is ruled by Scorpio. So Mars in traditional rulership, Pluto. Did I say traditional? Yeah. Mars in traditional rulership, Pluto in modern rulership. So very intense vibes. So this is the house of like death, sex, transformation, contracts, like inheritance. So lots of like intense stuff around here. We're going to focus on, you know, the sex aspect, but it's going to be like passionate, deep. It's about like merging with someone else, which is like the through line of all of these things, of all like everything in this house. It's like merging your finances with someone. It's like merging your bodies together.
Sex ed.
Yes, exactly. So I'll go through the planets. They are gonna be similar energies to what Danny just took us through, just a little intensified, you know. So if your sun is in the eighth house, this is gonna show up like intensity and passion are gonna feel essential to who you are. You are going to feel like most like yourself, potentially, like when you are merged with someone else, like you're most comfortable, like integrated with someone else, potentially not like our most independent friend, which is lovely. If you have the moon in the eighth house, if there is like not an emotional tie to the sex you're having, it's like not going to be fulfilling to you. You want that like, you want to like talk about your feelings. You want this to feel like this amazing like romance. Like you probably like call everyone your twin flame kind of.
Yeah, totally.
That was not my placement, but I'm like me this morning. I was like, wait, what if this first? I was like, shut up. Okay.
I get it.
Mercury. This is going to be, you like love to investigate those like deeper themes with someone else, and you want to like discuss these like deep topics about life. Like you don't want to like do small talk. This is like very different than the like flirty, playful, fun like fifth house chat. This is like you don't like care about what they did today. You're like, so like what happened? Do you ever think about death?
Do you ever think about dying? What happened to you?
Exactly. Venus. If you have Venus in the eighth house, you're probably someone that dates very seriously. You want to like love very intensely, much less of like a casual dater. Mars, you're going to be very passionate. It's very much like pursuer energy. You're probably horny as fuck. Very much the like, you are like, on the hunt. Jupiter, this is very like open sexuality. Do you have many partners? Do you like to like connect deeply with everyone? And you're very comfortable doing that. Whereas if you have Saturn in the eighth house, you are gonna like struggle with transformation and maybe tend to like avoid connecting with other people on a super deep level. It might just not come as easy to you. It might like take some like a lot more work on yourself to be able to get there with someone, whereas like you see your friends just like going so deep with other people and you're like, wait, why can't I do that? Uranus, you are someone that probably gets bored very easily. You need lots of change. You might just like randomly decide you don't want to date someone anymore, to others' dismay, of course, but very like non-monogamous energy as well, like a little bit similar to Jupiter. Neptune, you love to like dig deep with people. You want like very spiritual sex, but you may tend to get lost in the sauce, if you will. A bit of a pushover, or might just like be drawn to people that are just not very good for you, or similar to fifth house, just like you don't see people clearly.
Totally. Yeah.
And Pluto in the eighth house, this is the only planet that I have, of course. I also have nothing in my fifth house.
That's so, I was gonna ask you, I don't have anything in my eighth house.
Interesting.
I don't think
I just have, I do have my north node in the fifth house, which is interesting. But yeah, the only thing I have in my eighth house is Pluto. This is like loves to dig deep, any topic, let's fucking go, but can also be attracted to the wrong people. Like, definitely, like, I think the shadow side of Pluto, like, just tends to, mm-hmm. tends to come out. So, well, I think also, like, finding transformation through these, like, intense, yeah. deep relationships as well. So those are the planets through the eighth house. Like Danny said before, if you have transiting planets through your eighth house, those can also bring up these similar themes. So take the theme of the planet and you can apply it to like that time period of your life. Those planets are going to bring up like transformational qualities, whether you're in like a relationship or flirtationship, it's going to turn up the heat, the intensity, and just highlight that, yeah. that kind of stuff. So if you, a couple examples, if you have Mercury transiting through the eighth house, you might find it just like easier to talk about these things that you maybe like topics that you're maybe not as comfortable with. And if you have Mars transiting through the eighth house, you might just feel a bit hornier, honestly, mm-hmm. or like find that you want something deeper than you typically do.
Amazing. Yeah, I have nothing in my eighth house, which I always think is funny.
Yeah.
But I have Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Uranus in my fifth house.
It makes sense.
I know. It's quite funny. I know. I was writing, like, I'd like half of the planets. I was like, this is, I have all this. Yes.
I just felt like I was writing a biography.
Very emphasized.
Yeah.
So that's the fifth and eighth houses. A nice little intro mm-hmm. to our sex ed slut hot summer.
Yeah. I feel like these themes will just, like, keep coming up. So this is a good one to, like, if you want to be, like, a really good student, take some notes. Look at your birth chart if it's not in front of you right now, because, like, all these things we'll probably just talk about week after week.
Week after week. So buckle up.
Buckle up, bitches. And we're back. Hot topic is our little break from astrology section. So we always take a minute to have a little chat about something that's like coming up in our lives, something that we think has been coming up in your lives, and just have a little discussion. So for this season, we are calling it Hot Topic. And we
I'm so proud of that.
No, I was obvious. It's really good.
I was driving and I was like, Hot Topic! Because it's Y2K mall.
Yeah.
It's like slut hot summer.
It's everything that's important to
and
us.
And it's a hot topic.
Literally. So that's where a lot of our little chitter chatter is going to come in this season. So for our slut hot summer season, we want to get into some topics that we would like to get you guys involved in too. So we're going to just read through some things. We're going to call out some things. And if you are like, I have the best story, or I have a question, or like, I have to tell them this, I have to hear more about this, or like your perspective, your POV on it, send us a Google form submission. So this season, we are going to talk about virginity, kink, sexuality, communication, hookups, cheating, breakups, and yeah. maybe more. And maybe more. That's all we could think of at the moment. But we're open to more things. So if there's anything you want to hear, you have questions on, you want us to look up and embarrass ourselves yeah. if you don't want to, we'll do it all.
If you have hot takes on any of those mm-hmm. subjects.
We love a hot take.
We love a hot take.
We also have hot takes. We don't shy away from a hot take.
Why we have a podcast.
Exactly.
But yeah, anything more you want to say?
I don't think so. On any of them. I think we just want to make sure it's helpful for you guys listening and informative and thought-provoking.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? So if you have anything that you would like to be a part of the discussion, just let us know. We have a Google form in like all our social media bios and like always in the episode description, so you can click on there, click clack away, ask us questions. If you feel like something you have doesn't fit in one of the question boxes, just write it anywhere. It's not that serious. We're reviewing them ourselves, so we don't care.
We won't get lost.
Yeah, we're fine. But yeah, stay tuned for more Hot Topic.
Okay, news anchor. Up next is our segment where we like to connect with our listeners. And this season, it is the hotline. So cute.
So cute. I was trying to think of how Hotline Bling went, but I couldn't. Yeah. Exactly. You used to call me on your cell phone.
Exactly that vibe.
That's the ringtone.
It is. Yes. When you text us, when you fill out the Google form, Hotline Bling
plays. If that's exciting for you, take advantage.
This week, we have a nice little submission. Do you want to read it
yes.
for us?
I have a work crush. Aries Sun, Libra Moon, Sag Rising. And we have great conversations and our senses of humor really seem to match up well too. How do I flirt with him / make it clear that I'm interested in more than just a casual work friendship? I don't want to come on too strong since we're coworkers, but I want to make it more clear that I'm interested in him in case he's interested in me too. We're both teachers. He teaches history and I teach English. Hot. And I want to see him over the summer. Is there a casual yet intentional way to ask him to hang out over the summer without making it weird? And our listener is a Libra Sun, Cancer Moon, Sag Rising.
Well, just right off the bat, the English teacher and the history teacher, you are soulmates.
I know.
Horrible. It's just perfect. Iconic duo.
Yeah.
I feel like your kids would love that.
I know. And like, they would be so happy for you, literally. I do definitely see the attraction too with like your big threes.
Yes.
Like your Libra Sun to his Libra Moon. I'm sure you just like both feel very seen and like appreciated by each other. And then his Aries energy is just going to be very attracted to you as a Libra. It's like your opposing sign and probably like a little more intense than you, which you probably find attractive.
Well, I do think perfect for this episode, Cancer season mm-hmm. is your eighth house. Mm-hmm. So you're feeling a little bit of that like
yeah.
passion. You want to like
make a move.
Okay, I do. I just like am a gossip. So I just like do want to know more about their dynamic. Are you guys in the teacher's lounge?
No, literally.
So like would love for you to follow up with more details just for our enjoyment. But I feel like a simple text. Okay, well, first of all, if you know his rising sign, you've already asked yes. for his birth time.
Yes.
So
I know. Yeah. So and you're both Sag risings.
So I feel like the vibe is probably there already. Mm-hmm. But I feel like just a simple text. I assume like you're already on summer break because mm-hmm. it's July.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that you have his number. I think a simple text. Would you want to hang out? Or if you're feeling quite nervous, I think a specific activity in mind already is always helpful as opposed to being like, sure, well, like, what should we do? So
yeah.
Like, find a concert that he would want to go to, find a restaurant you think he would like, or like some sort of event or something is always like an easy, like you can pretend it's not a date because you just yeah. both want to go to this thing.
Totally. I think you can also like really lean into your Sag risings for that, like same exact vibe as Aubrey said, like you
go
can
on vacation.
Yeah, literally. Like give yourselves an activity. Like, I don't know where you live, but is there like a fun hike that's like somewhere you could go? Is there like a new like activity place where you live? Like, do something so that it is just like a common interest thing. That always helps too. It's like you can just focus on like what you're doing. You can talk about what you guys are doing to break like a little bit of the tension. Mm-hmm. But I think especially if it's something like a physical activity, like something that you're like doing and moving, would be really fun. And he would probably enjoy too. So he might feel like less awkward or nervous.
Yeah, less like formal, like candlelit dinner.
Exactly. Like I think definitely make it like a daytime thing. Mm-hmm. And then you can obviously like scope out the vibes once you're there. Like I'm sure he'll match your energy, but like you can always like get a better read and it might not feel as like forced. But I would say make the move sooner than later. Like worst case, if there is an emergency, you've got all of August to like cool down. Literally everything will be fine by the time you go back to school. So you might just well just get it out there. It's your time to shine.
I think also something I have to tell myself all the time is like, people are only ever going to be flattered that you want to flirt with them and hang out with them.
Totally.
Like, he is not going to be, like, freaked out, mm-hmm. you know? Unless, I mean, yeah. Like, that is so nice.
Yeah. Like, literally worst case, if he's, like, really serious about his history teaching, like, worst case, he would be like, I'm so flattered. That was so sweet. But I think we should keep this at school. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like, that's gonna be, like
the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah. And like he should be like, oh, that's like so nice that she likes who I am.
Right.
So talk yourself off of that, whatever ledge you are on of like thinking that you're being weird. Like, no, you're being nice. You're not being creepy. You're just going to shoot your shot. And if it doesn't work out, that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think you should do it. I used to have a crush on my high school history teacher. So do it for all of us.
Yeah, no, literally.
Do it for literally all of us.
Well, that's all we have for our first episode of season 6.
Season 6.
Wild.
How iconic.
It is certainly hot out here in the sun.
Sure is. Gonna need an iced beverage when we get inside.
Absolutely. But otherwise, we're excited to continue our slut hot journey.
Isn't it funny, too, that season 6, it sounds like sex.
It does. I saw a meme that was like, it's not going to be funny if I say that loud. But it was like, this in a like a New Zealand accent with like colon. And then it was like something 6. And then I literally said it out loud and I was like,
sex.
But yes, we are perfectly aligned.
We are always aligned.
In magic outfits.
In magic outfits. Let's not forget.
Tune in next week to see what we wear then. Follow us on socials. Submit to our forms. Text us.
Give us good reviews, please. 5 stars only. Even maybe you can write something nice in there.
I don't know. It seems easy. Seems super easy to do. And we'll see you on Friday for a quickie and next Wednesday for a full-length episode.
Bye, sluts!